Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back to your listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. There's this very interesting conversation that occurs between the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and Sheikh Mufid. Of course, the full name of Sheikh Mufid was Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Muhammad Nu'man. And of course, he was this very great, esteemed scholar of the Shia faith and a scholar of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all. And of course, this conversation that takes place has been quoted by Sheikh Tabarsi. Now, in this conversation, we find that right in the beginning, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, right in the beginning of this conversation, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he addresses Sheikh Mufid as a worthy brother, a righteous friend, and may Allah, he prays, the 12th divinely appointed Imam prays for Sheikh Mufid and says that may Allah always maintain your honor, and this honor that you have, it is due to the position that has been achieved due to the covenant taken from the people. Now, I don't want to continue with the rest of this letter because this itself is very important, you know. This, of course, shows the great personality of Sheikh Mufid and how he is so esteemedly praised by the 12th divinely appointed Imam. Of course, we find that Sheikh Mufid is one of the pillars of Islam when it comes to knowledge and merits and piety and being steadfast in the religion and being steadfast against the enemies of Islam and being steadfast in the propagation and the tabligh of Islam. He is, of course, based upon the historical texts, one of these individuals who was permitted to remain in contact with Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and he was also an emissary of His Eminence amongst the Shia. And how beautiful that the Imam addresses an individual in such a manner, calling them a worthy brother, calling them a righteous friend, and of course praying that Allah maintain the honor of this individual. And, you know, we find that 1,000 years later, Sheikh Mufid is still respected. He is still honored. He is still considered to be, you know, a source of knowledge and a source of wisdom and a source for Islamic teachings. Even after 1,000 years, I mean, how many scholars have passed, you know, in these thousands of years whose name is lost in the pages of history? Nobody even knows who they were. But this individual, because of a dua and a prayer from the imam, has been able to remain, you know, metaphorically alive in his teachings and his books and his statements. And we only pray here at the end that the imam prays for us as well, and inshallah considers us to be one of his friends and his worthy brothers. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
To discuss the signs and then talk about what are the reasons why individuals might reject the coming of the imam. In one tradition, we are told they will raise 80 flags. Each flag will, or each standard will have an army of 12,000. When you do the math of 80 times 12,000, you're close to 1 million. And so there's an army of about 1 million that now stands in opposition to the imam. At this point, again, we are told from the riwayat that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will publicly declare that he is on the side of the Mahdi alayhi salam, and that he will publicly pledge his allegiance to the imam and pray behind him at Quds. And so we have these riwayat both in the books of the Shia and the Sunni, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said to the Muslims, what will your condition be when your imam is amongst you and Isa alayhi salam prays behind your imam? In other words, he is a follower of your imam, he is the ma'mum to your imam. And a massive war will then commence. And this will again extend from Akka to Antakya, from Damascus to Quds. And the Muslims, again, we are told in Riwayat, will have a clear victory over this as well. Because this is now a movement that will just keep snowballing and getting larger and larger. And yet, as we said, this is not even the real purpose for which the imam is here. This is simply cleaning or a cleansing or a sweeping of the earth, if you like, in order to establish justice and peace and to establish a unified religion that is based on tawheed before the real work begins.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.